We hope you have had a fruitful week. This is the Kuchu Times Weekend News Roundup covering 11th, 17th May 2015. My name is Ambrose Bariji. First, the headlines. Mainstream media continues to out LGBT persons. Freedom and Rome Uganda smugs spearhead county's adulthood celebrations. LGBT friendly church sets up roots in Uganda and Kenya. Now the news in detail. Mainstream media continues out LGBT persons. The week started on a bad note as East African-based mainstream media fell back to outing LGBT persons. Ugandan tabloid Red Paper on Monday accused the top NSSF official of forcing her subordinates into non-consensual intercourse, while Kenya's Citizen newspaper released an article detailing people where they referred to as top homosexuals. The Citizen article targeted Kenya's top activists in what critics asserted was a move to discourage the advocacy for LGBT persons, as well as spread fear and intimidation within the community. Mainstream media has often released the particulars of people they suspected to be gay, their residential addresses, preferred hangout spots, and where they work, and people have faced many hardships due to previous media outings. Freedom and Rome Uganda smugs spearheads the county's idol celebrations. Freedom and Rome Uganda, together with Sexual Minorities Uganda on Friday, organized the gathering to celebrate the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. A series of activities like healthcare sessions, counseling services and legal guidance were put in place to answer community members' queries. Under the theme, Ending Violence and Discrimination Against LGBT People, the event also had visual and artistic exhibitions. Under the theme Ending Violence and Discrimination Against LGBT People, the event also had visual and artistic exhibitions where several community members were given an opportunity to showcase their works. The event that started at 1 p.m. was attended by several community members who expressed their gratitude to the organizers for their efforts in advocating for their rights. IDAH is a day meant to raise awareness of the violence, discrimination, and repression directed at LGBT individuals and communities worldwide, and to commemorate the lives lost as a result of homophobia and transphobia. LGBT-friendly church sets up roots in Kenya and Uganda. The Community Church of Sebastian, a well-known LGBT-receptive church in the Spanish Canary Islands, has revealed that sister churches are being set up in both Kenya and Uganda. Church leader Reverend Paul Gibson, in an interview with Info News, said they were in the final stage of putting together the community-based church and hope to spread the love of God. Sexual minorities who have been led to believe that being different has automatically stripped of them of God's love. Religious leaders across Africa have for a long time spearheaded the anti-gay campaign using religious beliefs and doctrines that point to sexuality as a deviation from God's will for mankind. Earlier this week, a radical anti-gay preacher, Bishop David Chiganda, called for the retabling of the anti-gay bill and asserted that he would do everything in his power, including rallying allies, to have the bill passed and enforced. This is just one of the cases where religious leaders have used extreme measures to spread hate propaganda against LGBT people. Thank you for listening to Kuchu Times and have a good week.